While on journey with Wolf Willow Flower Essence, this is an invitation to daily silently summon 6 guardian wolves. As you do so, and I will guide you through this shortly, take a few minutes to notice each of these wolves individually. Find out what they like and how you can develop a bond of trust with them. Formulate your boundary intentions and communicate these boundary intentions clearly with the wolf animal spirit guides. The boundary intentions can also involve aims, goals, or visions that you have that you'd like to accomplish, or things you'd like to reach and achieve, but that you feel you're being held back by external circumstances or those around you that can benefit from your staying the same. Communicate your boundary intentions and your aims to the wolf animal spirit guides. Express to them that if they notice internal sabotage or interference on your part, or external sabotage from those around you or outside circumstances, ask them to please alert you, to give you recognizable signals at the first indication that the boundary is being crossed, and ask them to help you to repair and to reinforce these boundaries. Before doing the guided visual, it is suggested that you take your flower essences. Do so, then become still and quiet, and envision 6 guardian wolves, each of them guiding, guarding, and protecting a particular spiritual direction. One wolf can be found in the north, which is the direction of ancestors and regeneration. Spend some time formulating and strengthening your relationship to the wolf of the north. What does this wolf look like, and how does its energy feel? Spend some time now with the wolf of the north, the direction of ancestors and regeneration. The second wolf sits in the east to support new beginnings. Spend some time now with the wolf of the east. What does this wolf look like, and how does its vibration feel to you? Connect to the wolf of the east, which supports new beginnings. The third wolf sits in the south, where passion and creativity are honored. Connect now to the wolf of the south. What does it look like, and how does it feel to you? Be with the wolf of the south, where passion and creativity are honored. The fourth wolf guards the west, which is the direction of intuition and letting go of that which no longer serves you. What is the wolf of the West like? What does it look like? And how does it feel? Spend time now formulating and strengthening your relationship to the wolf of the West, the direction of intuition, and letting go of that which no longer serves you. The fifth wolf guards that which is below. Notice this fifth wolf now. What does it look like and how does it feel? What does it mean to you to have guarded that which is below? Spend some time now in connection and relationship to the fifth wolf, who guards that which is below. The sixth wolf guards that which is above. Be with this wolf now and notice this wolf. What does it look like? And how does its energy feel to you? What does it mean to you to have guarded that which is above? Explore that now with the sixth wolf who guards that which is above. And now be perceptive and noticing of your entire auric and energetic field being surrounded by the protection, guidance, and support of these sacred wolf spirit guides, each of them holding open space to allow your newness to emerge and protecting your exploration into who it is that you really are. How does it feel to be fully surrounded by the protection, guidance, and support of these wolf spirit guardians? And when you are finished spending sacred time with these wolf spirit guides, always remember to express your gratitude to them. Deep thanks, wolf spirit guides. Deep thanks to Lori Sott Rogers, who wrote this guided process and who created the wolf willow flower essence. Namaste. Om Shanti.